The Warriors taking on the Raptors at Oracle Arena to start a three-game homestand, and they get a combined 59 points from Stephen Curry and Kevin Durant. Curry with 30 points on the night as Durant scores 29 points, and Draymond Green with a 15-point, 11-rebound evening as Klay Thompson adds 22 points as the Warriors take down the Raptors 117-112. Here's Coach Kerr.
Yeah, it took us a while to figure out that we needed to box out. It was almost as if we sort of finally worked through our main problem, which has been silly fouls and reaches. After the first 3 minutes, you know, we finally started defending without fouling. But the final piece of a defensive possession is you got to box out and get the rebound, and that changed the whole game. I thought we were in great shape early in the third. We made a couple threes. We're up 14 or whatever it was, and then we just decided to not try on the glass. I mean, literally, it was just shot would go up and our guys would go like this. And that's effort, that's focus, concentration, and so that changed the whole game. But fortunately, our guys executed and got stops down the stretch and did a great job.
Steve, do you feel like that final 2 minute stretch when you hold them without a basket can be spark for this team to get them energized to play defense for a full 48?
I just think it's so early that, to expect our guys to be executing, the way we were 5 months ago is probably not going to happen. So we're trying to take it one step at a time, and I'm trying not to go crazy too much on them. But the film from Dallas was blatantly obvious. It was all the reaching. Tonight, the film, it's going to be so obvious. And we talk all the time, one of our cardinal sins is shot goes up, and you do that. It's there's no reason for it. Shot goes up, you got to turn and find somebody, put a hand on him, box him out, whatever. Just be aware and alert. You have to care. So I don't know. My dad used to tell me a story of it was a joke, but he said the boy comes home from school with a bad report card, and his father says, "Son, is it ignorance or is it apathy?" Kid says, "I don't know, and I don't care, Dad." So either we don't know or we don't care how to box out. So we're going to have to figure out which one it is.
You've mentioned conditioning repeatedly in previous games. Do you account any of this to conditioning, or is it just something else?
I think our legs are fine now. I think, but conditioning is both mental and physical. I think our mental conditioning is not there. And it just shows in a lot of different ways. Our execution isn't quite sharp enough. We call a few plays that, all of a sudden one guy's out of position, so we don't really get the full execution. We don't box out. We're not mentally conditioned more than physically. I think that's the problem right now.
What did you think of Patrick McCaw's play tonight?
I thought Patrick was great on his birthday. I would have liked to have played him some more. Made a couple great cuts to the basket. I thought his defense was solid. I wanted to play Pat tonight because we knew this was a really hard team to guard. And so I thought he did a really good job while he was out there and helped us win the game.
Yeah, continuing on that theme, you played the five-man unit in the first and third quarters of Andre, Pat McCaw, Jordan Bell, along with Steph and Draymond. What did you see from that unit overall?
We didn't really find a unit tonight that kind of created some traction for us where we could really make a push. And we're trying different lineups. We're trying different things, trying to keep a lot of people engaged and involved. But we're not ready yet to find rotations and lineups that will give us a surge because we're just not doing the basic fundamental stuff.
JaVale inactive, is that matchup? Was there any other specific reason
for
that?
It was two things. It was matchup. We knew this was going to be a small game without Valanciunas, without Noguera. And I wanted to reward Kevon Looney, who's had a great camp and who was inactive the last three games. And I just felt like, Looney deserved to be active. And it's we have 15 guys who can all play, really. I think our guys here know the way we operate as a staff. Everybody's going to play at some point, and certain nights, Nick Young and JaVale tonight. Nick Young didn't get in. JaVale didn't suit up. It's just the way it goes. But, you know, the next game, it's probably going to be different. So everyone's got to stay ready, and whatever comes, be prepared for.
How did JaVale handle that? Because, I mean, I know there's a difference between DNP and actually being physically inactive. How do you handle that news?
Well, JaVale's a pro. I mean, he's, you know, he wasn't thrilled about it, and I don't expect him to be. He's human. But, you know, I explained my thinking, and, again, wanted to reward Loon, and I thought there was a chance Loon could play, given the matchups, how small of a game it was, and the fact that we had to switch on to Lowry and DeRozan and stay in front and stay down. Those are things Looney does well. But the game didn't present itself for him to play. But I thought, you know, he's been here for a year. He understands how I operate. He knows that he's going to be back out there Friday and play a big role, and he'll be fine.
Can you expand on mental conditioning is not there? Do you mean effort? Do you mean fundamentals? Do you mean that they've been away from the game, that you took a trip to China?
All of the above, you know. I mean, I'm not going to put an excuse on it, but we're just not, you know, it feels like we're still kind of in training camp, just the basic stuff, executing plays that we call where we're just, you know, somebody's in the wrong spot. We don't get the punch, the force that we need out of the play. The boxing out tonight was glaring, or the lack thereof. Turning it over, you know, 17 turnovers again. Some really careless ones, especially in the first half, just throwing the ball down the court when we didn't have an advantage. So a lot of stuff like that. That's all the mental conditioning that I'm talking about.
Five assists apiece or more for each of the Hamptons five tonight. Can you talk about how the ball moved, and also no turnovers for Kevin Durant tonight? What was that? Did you emphasize that before the game?
I love that this is the Hamptons five, and it's just a very matter of fact term. Is that you?
Yeah.
Tim deserves credit. All right. I thought the Hamptons five was great tonight. I'm going to start using that. The beauty of our team is that everybody can make a play. All those guys can pass and shoot. So I really loved the ball movement, 32 assists. I thought you know, those guys did a good job. The problem, obviously, was not offensively. I mean, we're shooting over 50% for the year, which is pretty hard to do, and yet we're only 3-2, and we could have lost tonight easily. So our problems are not offensive, although turnovers don't help. But the problems are mainly defensively. Fouling, not boxing out, not pulling over, trapping the box, which is what we call it, just sliding over from the weak side, getting the help, and then trusting the guy behind you. None of it's there consistently, and that's what's keeping us from really playing at a high level right now.
I know it's matchup related, but has Jordan Bell essentially got a rotation spot, or half a rotation spot already?
I would say half of one. I think he's played in every game. A couple of those games, it was just because of foul trouble or a matchup. I wouldn't say he's necessarily in our rotation. Pretty good chance I'll have JaVale back out there Friday night. It's a bigger team. But Jordan is going to play when the situation calls for it, and he's been good. He's been ready. He's got a lot to learn still, but he's learning.
Friday night at Oracle Arena, it is Al Addle's night as the team takes on the Washington Wizards. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.